USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Republican Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, normally a critic of President Trump's voter fraud claims, now says a signature audit of ballots should take place in Georgia. Security camera video footage released Wednesday night shows poll supervisors removing all observers as they stopped counting for the night, election night. Four poll workers stayed behind, and when all observers left, they began pulling numerous suitcases out from underneath tables and began entering the ballots into the machines without supervisors or poll observers. Multiple fires continue to burn out of control in California. The forecast of dry winds and low humidity does not help their efforts. A red flag warning, which is extremely rare this time of year, is already in place for parts of Southern California. The warning is expected to stay in place through the weekend. On Wednesday, the Willow Fire erupted near San Diego, California. In the meantime, fire crews also battled the Bond Fire in Silverado Canyon. That's near Los Angeles, California. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Houston police are reporting more than two dozen people were rescued Thursday night from a Houston house where they were being held in a human smuggling operation. Officers say a man running in the streets yelling that he had been kidnapped and that others were being held against their will gave officers the green light to make forced entry. Once inside, they found 29 men and one female. Police concluded three suspects were in custody. As unemployed Americans suffer, politicians are still getting their paycheck. Let's get a stimulus funding update with USA Radio News' Tim Berg.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says the relief bill should address the pandemic, but instead he says Democrats are focusing on cats and cannabis.
They're going to outlaw big tigers, and then they're going to legalize cannabis. They're picking weed over the workers. They're picking marijuana over helping the much-needed money we need to go forward.
McCarthy speaking during his weekly press conference on Thursday. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
California lockdown orders from Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom is tightening his grip. USA Radio News' Dan Araki has more.
Citing shortages of beds and intensive care units around the state, California Governor Gavin Newsom announced Thursday that he would issue a regional stay-at-home order. Areas whose hospitals' ICU capacity falls below 15% will fall under the new order for 3 weeks, where bars and personal care facilities will close, restaurants will have to move to carry-out and delivery service only, and retail stores will have to operate at significantly reduced capacity. Newsom says the quickly rising death rate is one of the main reasons for the stay-at-home order.
Just in the last 14 days, close to 1,000 Californians have lost their lives due to COVID-19. The bottom line is if we don't act now, our hospital system will be overwhelmed. If we don't act now, we'll continue to see a death rate climb, more lives lost.
Of the five regions that the order divides the state into, none currently fall under the threshold to be subject to the new order, though all are predicted to be subject to the order within the next 2 weeks. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Beverly Hills and a few smaller cities are talking about creating their own public health departments, saying the county's rules are too strict and not backed by data. The restaurant industry was in court Wednesday challenging the suspension of outdoor dining. The country of Switzerland has managed to cut COVID-19 cases in half within weeks without massive countrywide lockdowns and restrictions, keeping most bars, restaurants, and gyms open, leaving the mandates up to local leaders. USA Radio News.